1 year, even 2 years, you can say, okay, things are tough, but 5 years, I mean, to me, the audacity of it is that Congress does budgets on a yearly basis in most cases.
You know, no, if we're lucky.
Right. But I mean, they won't do any strategic thinking. People have urged them for years to look at it at least in 2 year increments.
Right.
And better yet in five to be able to change it, but they would lose some power and control. And then suddenly to say down the line, and I'm not being a homer, I'm not being a cheerleader for government workers here, but to say 5 years, no pay raises for 5 years, this is a very strange way to do business.
There's no context here. Proposals are fairly draconian across the board, particularly in the domestic spending side. It at least strikes me that there doesn't seem – what's the end goal? And then figure out how we get there, which is, I think, how most people do. If you're going to do strategic plan, where do you want to get to? And then create a path of how you're going to get there. You know, a lot of the comments on our sites that mention it doesn't even start to address the big items, which are Social Security, Medicare, all those kinds of things. So I think people feeling like they're carrying a lot of weight on their back.
You can't call it cosmetic because they're big savings, but you're right. Compared to Social Security, compared to the entitlements, right, the things that they're the third rail of American politics, the things they're afraid to touch, it does seem a bit not only short-sighted, but hypocritical.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of these people. I'm not part of the Washington establishment. They wouldn't have me. So I'm not, but I mean, I'm not one of these people that hates it when outsiders come in and when firebrands come
right
in. And I personally kind of like divided government. I think it's a good system. And I think the founding fathers like it that way. And these new crowd coming in.
It's the idea of democracy out of the argument that goes on, you get a better result.
If they get elected, I may not like somebody from the 8th congressional district of Kentucky or the Knights from New York. I may not personally like them here inside the Beltway, but they got elected back home. Mm-hmm. That's their business. But that said, you're seeing now members coming in, and I applaud them for saying they don't want to be part of the establishment and they don't want to be professional politicians, but they're not signing up for the retirement program, the FERS and the congressional version of it. They're not signing up for the Thrift Savings Plan, some of them. And what's interesting to me is some of them apparently are not signing up for the health program, which is arguably the best in the country and maybe should be a model for everybody. But there are two in particular, and I won't name them, but I just picked, there's one senator and one House member that I have decided I'm going to follow these two people's careers and see how they do. See, you know, for all around in 2, 4, 6 years, see what their position is on term limits after they've had a time or two.
Yeah.
But it's very, these are just very strange times.
Part of one of the thing that at least frustrates me a little bit about the discussion that goes on is there isn't the broader discussion about, okay, what do we do? What do we not do? Because we do have limited resources. And then if we're going to do something, let's do it well. And instead what ends up happening is we do these kinds of, you know, where they don't replace people. And then they haul them up on the hill and say, why didn't you do the job effectively? And like, hold on, you can't expect them to do the job effectively if you don't give them the resources to do the job. And that seems to me in part because we don't have that discussion about whether we should even be doing something this or that or the other.
Well, and the Congress too it likes to have it both ways. and you now have some jurisdictional things, and hopefully they're going to correct it. But I think that at one point there were 32 committees that were involved in intelligence and homeland security. That's way too many. And they're ordering people to do this or more likely don't do this. And then, as you say, they call them up in 6 weeks and say, why didn't you do this? I mean, it's a sort of a legislative amnesia that just boggles the mind.